Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. We've come to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth and lift our voices in praise and thanksgiving to Him. In our call to worship this morning, I want to draw your attention to a few verses at the end of Exodus chapter 30. Just by way of introduction, Exodus 24 through 30 are basically a primer in worship. God was teaching His children, the nation of Israel, how to worship Him. And it's interesting that God is the one that laid out how He wanted to be worshiped. He didn't leave anything to the creativity of the children of Israel. Every detail, I want to show you how specific it is. In verse 34 of chapter 30, as it comes to the conclusion of this primer on worship, he said, "And the Lord said unto Moses, take unto these sweet spices," and he goes through the detail of how they are to make the spices for the tabernacle. Verse 35, "And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy. And thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you most holy." Now this was the place where God would meet the priest and the children of Israel, and the odor of the tabernacle would spread outside the tent and go into the actual congregation of the children of Israel. They could smell the incense through there. Now listen to this. "And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye shall not make it to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto thee holy for the Lord. Whosoever shall make like unto that to smell thereto shall even be cut off from his people." Now, to some that don't have a spiritual heart, that said, well, how harsh God is, that He would not even share His perfume with the people, that they could wear it too. But what was the point? He's bringing a conclusion to how I am to be worshiped. Even the perfume that was used in the tabernacle that would waft across the congregation of the nation was God's perfume. And in the worship of Him, it was holy unto Him. What would happen to it if He allowed it to be used by the people? It was no longer special. It was no longer holy. It would be no longer something that drew the attention of the people to God. When they smelled that smell, they thought of Jehovah. They thought of Jehovah. I know you men know some of your wives' perfumes. And I can pick up a blouse for my wife and I can smell my wife, the perfumes that she has. There's just something about that. I know that there's been times whenever I've been away and she said, I can pick up some of your clothes and I can smell you, you know, whenever you're away. There's a distinctive scent. And God had a prescribed perfume that was to be used in His worship and His worship only, so that when the people smelled it, they thought of Jehovah. Now God declared that in His worship. And what do we have today? We have a manufactured idea of what we think we should do in our worship to God. And yet His book is very clear about how we are to worship Him. We're to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And what have we done? We've taken the truth and we've trampled it in the street. And our spirit is so far away from God's spirit that we can't even communicate with Him. How we need to get back to the Old Testament ideal, I think, of understanding that when we worship God, He is holy, He's high and lifted up. And He does not accept anything for worship. He accepts what He prescribes. Whenever He was teaching Jacob how to worship, He told him, said, "Jacob, when you come to Bethel to worship Me," Genesis 35, He said, "I want your children to change their clothes. I want you to get rid of their earrings. I want you to get rid of all the vestiges from Padan Aram, where you've lived with your father-in-law for 21 years. I want you to get all of that. That's not acceptable in the worship of God at Bethel." Jacob had to learn a new way of worshiping, and it wasn't one that he thought up on his own. He didn't creatively put together some kind of a package of worship to God. Isn't it interesting how the church, about every decade, comes up with something new of how to worship God? We've got praise teams, we've got this, that, and the other, we've got all these different things, And the next decade, it'll be something else. But God says, I want you to worship me in spirit and in truth. And that's what we want to do today as we gather together and sing these hymns of praise to our Lord. Our desire is to revel in His truth and our spirit be joined with His spirit in the worship of God. Not something we manufacture, but something that's centered in the Word of God.
Beginning with our singing, number 515, please. Number 515 in your hymn books. All glory to Jesus, begotten of God, number 515. Let's stand together.
Father, we're so thankful that we can sing these wonderful songs of praise and thanksgiving. And a reminder to us, Father, that every knee shall bow. And we pray, Father, that we would bow in this life, receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, that we might be one of your children that walks in faith, walks with our hands in your hand, Father, knowing that you lead in every way. Father, we are having a time of sorrow for the folks up in Indiana. Lord, we have such sorrow in our hearts for these people who have lost loved ones and children in the hospital, people gone, taken. But Lord, thou dost know the way through the wilderness. Thou hast a plan for everything, Father, and you're in charge. And Lord, you have us walk by faith, believing and trusting, not trying to figure out, not trying to have all the answers, Father, but knowing that you have all the answers and we trust in you. And Lord, we pray for those loved ones that are left behind, that they would seek thy face and that they would trust in you and know that you will bind up their wounds and heal the brokenhearted. So we pray and ask that you would help them to know that, Father, during this very, very difficult time. And then, Lord, we do pray for those that are in the hospital that they would be well treated and taken care of and that all of them would survive and come home to their families. We pray especially for this little one, Father, who have lost her father and mother. Do bless, Father, in that. May thou reach down, Father, and provide for this one and give this one a life of praise and thanksgiving to you. Do bless them, Father. Bless the Kiroses also, Lord, as they now face this new ministry in Colorado. We pray, Father, as they go from here and then there, that they would find a place to live, that they would have the wherewithal to outfit the home with the things that they need, Father, and that they would be able to be a real blessing and a help in this Spanish-speaking church. Do bless Brother Kiros and his family as they settle in, Father. So many things to do, so many new experiences to have, and so many challenges to meet. And we pray, Father, for their well-being and their health and their strength. And may they be a real help, Father, to that work there, reach the lost in Denver, in that area, and help them, Lord, to serve you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, that the Lord Jesus Christ would be lifted up. Lord, bless us in this service today. We thank you, Father, for the folks that have gathered here, and we pray your blessings upon them. May all of our ears be open, Father, to the message that is preached from this pulpit. May the Lord Jesus Christ do a work in our hearts, Father, that we might be more dedicated, more faithful, more truly thine, as we go through this life and this walk. Do bless us, Father, as the service is conducted, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated, and we'll turn now to hymn number 3. Hymn number 3, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Hymn number 19 now. Hymn number 19. Love divine, all loves excelling. We'll sing just on the first and last verses. Hymn number 19.
Jesus, Thou art the Lord of grace.
Good to have the Kiroses with us today. It's always a pleasure to have Brother Kiros come and preach to us. Our hearts have been blessed many times over the years, and we look forward to what the Lord has laid upon his heart today. So, Brother Kiros, if you and Lucas would come at this time.
Buenos días, hermanos.
Good morning, brothers.
And sisters.
And sisters.
Siempre es una alegría estar acá.
It's always a joy being here.
Y es siempre un privilegio poder compartir con ustedes la palabra del Señor.
And it's always a privilege to preach the word of God.
Y escuchar muy buena música.
And hear really good music.
En Sudamérica sufrimos de música.
In South America we suffer from music.
No es parte de la educación la música.
It's not part of the education.
Entonces en las iglesias en Cochabamba hicimos un programa en la computadora.
So in the church in Cochabamba we made this program on the computer.
Y pusimos toda la música de los himnos.
And we put all the hymn music.
Entonces ellos dicen el himno tantos ya tienen todos los números.
So like now we have like you say whatsoever hymn. And it already finds it and plays it.
Y vamos cantando así.
And we sing it.
Solo que el director tiene que tener buen oído.
Only that the director has to have a good ear.
Porque a veces empieza muy tarde o muy adelantado.
Because the song or it starts too late or too early.
Muy bien, quiero invitarles a abrir sus Biblias.
I would like you to open your Bibles.
En Lucas capítulo 15.
To Luke 15.
Un texto muy conocido para todos nosotros.
A very known text to everyone.
Y usted escuchó este mensaje y esta historia, yo creo, muchas veces.
And I know you probably heard this story lots of times.
Pero esta mañana quiero darle un enfoque diferente.
But today I want to give you a different angle on it.
Versículo, Lucas 15, versículo 20 al 24.
Luke 15, 20 to 24. And he rose and came to his father. But when he had yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Padre amado,
dear Father,
te damos gracias por tu amor.
We give you thanks for your love.
Y esta mañana,
and this morning,
háblanos con tu palabra.
Speak to us from your word.
Habla mi corazón.
Talk to my heart.
Y a mis hermanos.
And to my brothers.
Danos tu consejo.
Give us your advice.
Te rogamos.
We pray to you.
En Cristo Jesús.
In Jesus Christ.
Amén.
Amen.
Esta parábola es conocida como la parábola del hijo pródigo.
This parable is known as the prodigal son.
Pero yo le he titulado esta mañana este mensaje, Padre Pródigo.
But I have changed the title to the prodigal father.
Porque cuando leemos esta parábola, generalmente todos se enfocan en el hijo perdido.
Because when we normally read this parable, it normally talks about the lost son.
Y el hijo perdido fue el terrible, el que se fue de casa.
And the son was terrible because he left his house.
Porque no quería vivir bajo la autoridad del padre.
Because he didn't want to live under the authority of his father.
No le gustaban las reglas.
He didn't like the rules.
No le gustaba la presión.
He didn't like the pressure.
Y decidió irse.
So he decided to go.
¿Usted conoce la historia?
You guys know the story.
Y había otro hijo.
And there was another son.
El hijo que aparentemente era bueno.
The one that apparently was good.
Porque se quedó en casa.
Because he would stay home.
Se quedó con el padre.
He stayed with his father.
Trabajando con él.
He worked with his father.
Pero cuando su hermano vuelve.
Well, when his brother comes back.
Este hermano mayor no se pone contento.
The other brother is not happy.
Al contrario, se enojó muchísimo.
Instead, he was very angry.
Y él no quería entrar a la fiesta.
He didn't want to go inside the party.
El padre salió para rogarle que entrara.
The father went outside and tried to convince him to come inside.
En la cultura de aquellos días,
in the culture back then,
que un padre saliera a rogar a su hijo para que entrara a la fiesta era algo muy humillante.
For a father to go outside and beg his son to come in was something very shameful.
Los hijos tenían que obedecer, nada más.
The sons were supposed to obey, nothing else.
Pero el padre sale a rogarle que entrara a la fiesta de su hermano.
But the father goes outside and begs him to come in to his brother's party.
Y el hijo mayor empieza a hablar mal del hermano menor.
And the older brother starts talking bad about the younger brother.
Y el padre estaba, el personaje principal de esta parábola.
And the main character in this parable.
Es el padre.
It's the father.
Ni siquiera el hijo menor, ni siquiera el hijo mayor.
Not even the smaller son or the older son.
Porque ambos hijos estaban perdidos.
Because both sons were lost.
Aunque la palabra pródigo no aparece en la parábola.
Though the word prodigal does not appear in the scripture.
Pero sí decimos el hijo perdido.
But you say the lost son.
Porque esta es una trilogía de parábolas en
Lucas. Because this is a trilogy of parables.
Está la parábola de la moneda perdida.
There's the lost coin.
La oveja perdida.
The lost sheep.
Y el hijo perdido.
And the lost son.
A propósito.
In purpose.
Quiero compartirles algo que aprendí. Estuve en Colorado el año pasado.
I was in Colorado last summer.
Y los pastores cuando se juntan parece que fueran serios.
And the pastors when they meet up they look like they were serious.
Pero tienen muchos chistes ellos.
But they have a lot of jokes.
Entonces me dice, yo le quiero contar una experiencia.
And they tell my dad, I want to tell you an experience.
¿Qué me pasó en México?
That happened to me in Mexico.
¿Y qué pasó? Dice, yo estaba aprendiendo inglés.
And he tells him, I was learning English.
Y todavía no manejaba las palabras muy bien.
And I still didn't know the words exactly right.
Es como me pasa a mí. Hay al pastor Will Sen, yo le decía Will Sin, porque no podía pronunciar Sen.
Like the pastor Wilson, he didn't know how to say Wilson, so he would say Will Sin.
Y era como pastor pecador.
And it was like a sinner pastor.
Entonces, había un hermano que aprendió español. Dice, quiero predicar en español.
And there was this pastor who's like, I want to preach in Spanish.
Y no sabía todavía manejar bien las palabras.
And he still didn't know like the words, how to go around them.
Y en español, la palabra oveja.
And in Spanish, the word sheep.
Es casi como vieja.
It's like almost the word old.
Yeah. Oveja vieja.
Like old lady.
Y en México, la vieja es la esposa.
And in Mexico, the word vieja is like grandmother.
No, the wife. The wife.
Yeah, wife.
Entonces dice, yo quiero predicar, predicó esta parábola.
So he's like, he preached the same sermon. Like,
entonces dice, empieza el predicador, dice, había un hombre.
And he starts, there was a man.
Que tenía 100 viejas.
That had 100 old ladies, 100 old wives.
Entonces, todas vivían en su casa.
They all lived in his house.
Entonces, un día, una vieja se fue.
So one day, one of his wives left.
Entonces, el hombre se fue a buscarla.
So the man went looking for his wife.
Y la encontró temblando de frío.
And he found her cold.
Y con muchas heridas.
And with a lot of wounds.
Entonces, tomó a esa vieja.
So he grabbed his wife.
Y curó las heridas.
And healed the scars.
La levantó.
He raised her.
Y la puso en sus hombros.
Put her on her back.
Y se la llevó.
And went.
Y toda la gente se reía. Y
and everyone in the church just kept laughing.
Esos son los problemas cuando tenemos los predicadores de un lenguaje a otro lenguaje.
That's the problem that some preachers go have from turning from one language to another.
Muy bien, pero volviendo a nuestra parábola.
So going back to our parable.
Quiero esta mañana.
This morning.
Que todos nos enfoquemos al Padre que tenemos.
I would like everyone to focus on the Father that we have.
Un Padre maravilloso.
A really wonderful Father.
Y a veces nosotros olvidamos quién es Él.
And sometimes we forget who He is.
Solamente cuando vienen los momentos difíciles es que nos recordamos de Él.
When hard times come, mostly that's when we remember Him.
Pero todos los días tenemos que mirar al Padre.
But every day we should look up to the Father.
El Padre de gracia.
The Father of mercy.
El Padre de generosidad.
Of generosity.
Y el Padre de gozo.
And the Father of joy.
Eso enseña esta parábola.
That's what this parable talks
usted
about.
Usted sabe que el contexto de esta parábola,
you know that the context of this parable,
estaba dirigido a dos grupos de personas.
Was directed to two people groups.
Los publicanos y pecadores.
The Gentiles. No, publicans and
sinners.
And sinners.
Y los fariseos y escribas.
And the Pharisees and scribes.
Porque los fariseos y escribas siempre estaban detrás del Señor.
Because the Pharisees and scribes were always behind the Lord.
Pero no para aprender.
But not to learn.
Sino para cuestionar y ver dónde el Señor se equivocaba.
But to question him and to see where he would make a mistake.
Y para los fariseos y escribas, los publicanos y pecadores era la peor gente que había.
And for the Pharisees, the publicans and the sinners were the worst of the worst.
Y entonces el Señor va a contar esta parábola.
So the Lord tells this parable.
Y el hijo menor.
So the younger brother.
Representa a los publicanos y pecadores.
Represents the publicans and the sinners.
Sin reglas.
With no rules.
Quieren vivir como a su manera.
They live their own way.
Quieren vivir sin autoridad.
They want to live without authority.
Y quieren vivir en una vida desenfrenada.
And they want to live a free life.
Y por otro lado,
and on the other side,
están los fariseos y escribas.
We have the Pharisees and the scribes.
Hombres que mostraban una apariencia externa.
Men who would show an outside appearance.
Creyendo que eran piadosos.
Saying that they were piadosos. Like righteous.
Que eran hombres temerosos del Señor.
Who feared the Lord.
Que eran, pero eran simplemente religiosos.
But they were just simply religious.
Porque por fuera eran una cosa.
Because from the outside they showed something.
Y por dentro eran otra cosa.
And from the inside they were another.
Y estos representan al hijo mayor.
And they represent the older brother.
Porque el hijo mayor se quedó en casa mostrando una apariencia.
Because the older brother stayed home showing an appearance.
Pero en el fondo.
But in the inside.
Se enojó cuando el hermano menor vino.
He got angry when the younger brother came.
Porque el padre le había perdonado.
Because the father forgave them.
Porque ahora también su herencia estaba en riesgo.
Because now his inheritance was in danger.
Y estaba cuidando sus cosas personales.
And he was taking care of his own personal stuff.
Y estaba con el padre por conveniencia.
And he only was with the father just by convenience.
Ese es otro estudio que podemos hacer.
That's another study that we can do.
Pero el padre amaba a los dos hijos.
But the father loved his both of his sons.
Y Dios ama publicanos y pecadores y también religiosos.
And God loves publicans and sinners and religious people.
Y haciendo una aplicación,
and making an application,
en cada iglesia,
in every church,
hay hijos menores y hay hijos mayores.
There's older brothers and younger brothers.
Creyentes que no quieren vivir bajo las normas de Dios.
Servants that don't want to live by the standards of God.
Creyentes que quieren vivir sin principios.
Those that don't want to live by no principles.
Creyentes que quieren vivir a su propia manera.
Believers that want to live their own way.
Y por otro lado,
and on the other side,
creyentes que son solamente religiosos.
Believers that are only religious.
Que solamente muestran apariencia.
That they only show an appearance.
Y que solamente se muestran.
And that they only show.
Y a ambos.
And both of them.
Necesitamos volver al Padre.
They need to come back to the Father.
El Padre lleno de gracia.
The Father full of joy and grace.
No. Muy bien, vamos a ver rápidamente. Dice el versículo 20.
Verse 20 says.
Hay una frase que dice, levantándose. Angel.
That says, and he rose. Arose.
Usted sabe que el hijo perdido.
You know that the prodigal, the lost son.
Gastó todo su dinero.
Wasted all his money.
Y llegó a vivir con los cerdos.
And he got living with pigs.
Y allí llegó a lo más bajo de su vida.
And that's when he was on the lowest of his life, the lowest point.
En Anocaraire, en la iglesia de Anocaraire.
In the church of Anocaraire.
Hay un criadero de cerdos.
There's a pig's house.
Y en las algunas tardes.
And sometimes in the afternoon.
Cuando viene un viento del lado oeste.
When a wind comes from the west.
Viene el olor hacia la iglesia.
The smell of it comes to church.
Y es fuerte.
And it's pretty strong.
Imagínese un joven viviendo con los cerdos.
Now imagine a young person living with the pigs.
Y allí en lo más bajo de su vida.
And there in the lowest point of his life.
Él se levanta.
He arises.
Esta expresión, se levantó.
The expression, he arose.
La idea es de resucitar.
The idea is like he resurrected.
Es de ponerse de pie.
It's standing up.
Y en alguna manera este joven había resucitado.
And from some point the young man had resurrected.
Porque el padre dijo, mi hijo era muerto.
Because the father says, my son was dead.
Ha resucitado.
But now he's alive.
Volvió en sí, en conciencia.
He came back to himself.
Y viene hacia el padre.
And he goes back to the father.
Arrepentido.
Repented.
Porque el verdadero arrepentimiento.
Because the real repentance.
Es un cambio de mente, de corazón y de conducta.
Is a change of mind, heart and conduct.
Él cambió su dirección.
He changed his direction.
Y volvió al padre.
And went back to the father.
Y cuando viene al padre.
And when he goes back to the father.
La historia es maravillosa.
The story is amazing.
Y dice versículo 20.
In verse 20.
Dice, y cuando aún estaba lejos, lo vio su padre.
It says, when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him.
Cuando estaba lejos.
When he was a great way away.
Y este padre mostró su gracia.
And this father showed his grace.
Porque la gracia del padre permitía siempre estar esperando al hijo.
Because the grace of the father was that he always waited for his son.
Que cualquier momento iba a volver.
That any moment he would come back.
Y estaba siempre mirando.
And he was always there watching.
Estaba esperando que su hijo regresara.
He was waiting for his son to come back.
Yo me imagino al padre todos los días saliendo para mirar.
I picture the father every day going outside and just watching, waiting for his son to come.
Porque eso es gracia.
Because that's grace.
La gracia siempre tiene esperanza.
The grace always has hope.
Que cosas que no pueden cambiar el ser humano.
The things that cannot change in a human being.
Dios lo puede hacer.
God can make a change.
Y un día, en ese horizonte.
And one day in that horizon.
Apareció la figura del hijo.
The picture of the son started to show up.
Dice la historia.
The story says.
Lo vio de lejos.
The father saw him.
Y luego dice que se echó cuando fue movido a misericordia.
And he had compassion.
Y que la gracia siempre tiene compasión.
And grace always has compassion.
Tiene una compasión profunda.
He has a deep compassion.
Y el padre lo vio y corrió. O sea, vio y fue movido a misericordia. Y dice la Biblia que corrió.
And the scripture says that he ran.
Un hombre viejo de aquellos días y un hombre líder de una familia como un judío.
An old person and leader from those times and a Jew.
En aquellos días no podía correr.
In those days couldn't run.
Era en contra de la cultura.
It was against culture.
Solamente los niños pequeños corrían.
Only the little kids would run.
Y el padre prefirió pasar la vergüenza.
And the father chose go in shame.
Yo creo que levantó un poco su túnica y empezó a correr.
I think he pulled up a little bit his tunic and started running.
No importa que lo que los demás dijeran.
He didn't care what other people would say.
Porque eso es gracia.
Because that's grace.
Fue movido a misericordia y corrió.
He was moved by mercy and ran.
Y dice la Biblia que después lo besó.
And it also says in scripture that it fell on his neck and kissed him.
Lo abrazó y lo besó.
He grabbed him, he hugged him and kissed him.
Ahora, cuando el hijo venía, no venía con ropas cambiadas.
Now, when the son was coming, he didn't come with a new clothes.
Él venía con ropa olor a cerdo.
He came with clothes with the smell of pig.
Él no venía con Calvin Klein esos bows.
He didn't come with a Calvin Klein perfume or bows.
Él venía con perfume de cerdo.
He came with the smell of pig.
Pero el padre lo abrazó.
But the father hugged him.
Y lo besó.
And kissed him.
Y la idea de la expresión lo besó es lo besó muchas reiteradas veces o muchas veces.
And the expression that says that he kissed him, it means that he did it a lot of times.
Lo besó una y otra vez.
He kissed him again and again.
Esa es la gracia del Padre.
That's the grace of the Father.
Por eso el personaje principal en esta parábola es el Padre.
That's why the main character in this parable is the Father.
El Padre pródigo.
The prodigal father.
Pero uno dice, pero la palabra pródigo significa que tiene varios sentidos.
But the word prodigal has many meanings.
En español significa muy dadivoso.
In Spanish it means very giving.
Alguien que siempre está dispuesto a dar.
Someone who's always there to give.
Y de ahí el sentido de este título.
And hence the name of this title.
Padre pródigo.
The prodigal father.
Lleno de gracia.
Full of grace.
Que estuvo dispuesto a recibir al hijo.
Who was there to receive his son.
Y esperando que cambiara un día.
And waiting for him to change one day.
Bueno, yo sé que en la iglesia a veces hay gente que dice, uno, esto no va a cambiar jamás.
I know there's sometimes in churches there's people that you say, no, he's never going to change.
Hasta aquí 20 años y no va a cambiar.
He's been here for 20 years and he's never going to change.
Dios lo puede cambiar.
God can change him.
Su gracia lo puede cambiar.
His grace can change him.
Siempre hay esperanza.
There's always hope.
Para que alguien cambie.
For someone to change.
Este es el Padre de gracia.
This is the Father of grace.
Segundo lugar.
Second thing.
Tenemos la generosidad del Padre.
We have the generosity of the Father.
El Padre generoso.
The generous Father.
Miren lo que dice el versículo 22.
Look what says in number 22.
Dice que el Padre dijo a los siervos.
But the Father said to his servants.
Les dice, traigan el vestido. El mejor vestido.
He says, bring forth the best robe.
Dice, traigan el mejor vestido.
He says, bring forth the best.
Él venía con una ropa fea y sucia y con mucho olor.
The son came back with a really stinky clothes.
Y él pide el mejor vestido.
And the father asked for the best clothes.
Un mejor vestido en aquellos días.
The best clothes back then.
Siempre estaba guardado en un lugar especial.
Was always put in a special place.
Era usado solamente para ocasiones muy especiales.
It was only used on special occasions.
Cuando un hijo se casaba.
When a son would get married.
Ese era un momento especial.
That was a special occasion.
Después estaba guardado.
After that, it was always put in somewhere safe.
Pero el padre pidió ese vestido.
But the father asked for that robe.
Para vestir a su hijo pecador.
To put it on his son.
Lo revistió.
He re-dressed him.
Qué maravilloso cuadro con lo que Dios hace con nosotros.
How great is that image that what God does to us?
No importa dónde hayas caído.
It doesn't matter where you fell.
No importa el pecado que hayas hecho.
It doesn't matter the sin that you did.
Pero cuando hay arrepentimiento en el corazón.
But when there's repentance in the heart.
Dios está dispuesto a vestirte de nuevo.
God is willing to redress you.
Porque su justicia es maravillosa.
Because his justice is amazing.
Y es el Padre generoso.
And he's the generous Father.
Luego dice que lo puso un anillo en su mano.
Then